MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Sometime in March, the Bureau of Land Management plans to conduct a prescribed burn operation about 33 miles northwest of Roswell in Chavez County. The operation will take place within an area of 587 acres, but will only burn about 25% of the land within that area. The operation is weather dependent and will take about a day to complete. Prior to the prescribed burn, firefighters will conduct a test fire to assess whether the fire behavior will generate the desired results and to ensure they have sufficient resources on site to keep the burn contained. And a Roswell man, 34-year-old Michael G. Trujillo, was arrested Tuesday evening and charged with the stabbing of another Roswell man in what investigators believe was an unprovoked attack. Trujillo took a kitchen knife from the apartment and went outside where he stabbed the man multiple times. The man had accompanied Trujillo's girlfriend's mother to the apartment but waited at the car. It is believed Trujillo stabbed himself twice in the stomach. He was treated at hospital before being booked into the Chavez County Detention Center, while the other man was taken to a local hospital and later flown to a different hospital for further treatment. And Ruidoso Municipal School Board of Education will hold a regularly scheduled meeting starting at 5:30 p.m. on March 17th at the administration central office. Also within the district, 3-year-old and 4-year-old pre-K, as well as kindergarten registration, will take place 8 to 11:30 a.m. on March the 20th at Sierra Vista Primary School. You will need to bring your child, their birth certificate, immunization records, and proof of residency. And when you turn your clocks 1 hour forward this weekend, also remember to take the time to test your alarms and replace batteries, if needed, on all smoke and CO2 alarms. It is also a good time to review your family's home fire escape plan, ensuring everyone knows two ways out and a safe meeting place outside the home. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.